The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Let's get into this weekend's action, shall we? Lamar Jackson is 0-3 in his career versus the Chiefs, and it's not just because of Patrick Mahomes. Jackson has struggled with his accuracy, failing to complete 55% of his passes in any of those three matchups. Here's Sammy Watkins, who had four catches for 96 yards against the Raiders in week one.
I think those guys definitely view it that way. You can say you're not, but the world is watching two of the best, youngest MVPs in the league and very talented guys. So I'm definitely looking at it that way, like, man, Lamar need to win. He's been doing a great job in this league with just how he's been carrying himself as a teammate and as a guy that just do the right things off the field. So I just think, it's time for him to take that next hump and try to get a win. I hope this team and we prepare and the coach prepare to do our best to try to, will a win for the organization and him.
RC, up first. Does Lamar Jackson need a statement win over Patrick Mahomes?
No, he don't. This is something that we created. But what I will say is it's a compliment. And here's why it's a compliment. The reason it's a compliment is because we don't run around here and say Josh Allen needs a statement win against Patrick Mahomes. He don't have no MVP. We don't run around here and say that Baker Mayfield needs a statement win against Patrick Mahomes, Ryan Tannehill, name any other Pro Bowl caliber or very good quarterback in the AFC. None of those guys do we ever say, oh my gosh, they need a statement win against Patrick Mahomes. Because if I'm not mistaken, the only person in the world with a statement win or now two statement wins against Patrick Mahomes is Tom Brady. That's it. He beat him in the AFC Championship after they lined up all sides, and they beat him in the Super Bowl because Patrick Mahomes had me, Molly, and Stephen A. blocking for him. The only guy that we ever talk about in this way is Lamar Jackson. The only dude his age from his draft class that we talk about in the playoffs is Lamar Jackson. Why? Because of success. Because he was the youngest MVP, because he is a dude with an incredible regular season record, and it just seems that he can't seem to beat Patrick Mahomes, who, if I'm not mistaken, has been like 12-4, 12-4, and 15-1. That's who Patrick Mahomes is. Patrick Mahomes beats everybody. The Kansas City Chiefs beat everybody. In three years of being a starter, it's been AFC Championship, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. So why is Lamar Jackson the one dude that we say need a statement win against the Kansas City Chiefs? The Baltimore Ravens just need a win, period. They're a team right now that's 0-1 that lose a game to the Raiders that they shouldn't have lost. They're playing against the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're losing players every single week. Every week on the injury report, a vital part of the Baltimore Ravens football team is lost. But here's the issue for Lamar Jackson. You don't have your number one overall draft pick at wide receiver. You're weak at tackle. You've lost every running back that you've basically started the season depending on. It's now on IR. And defensively, you lose your starting corner, and you have pieces there that are missing. So, in truth, this is the one time that Lamar Jackson shouldn't beat Patrick Mahomes. Now, I'll say this. He has had better rosters than Pat before. They've been better teams in Baltimore than in Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes has been the great equalizer, and Lamar Jackson hasn't played well. That is a fair assessment. But to say that Lamar Jackson needs this win or this is a statement win for Lamar Jackson, it's just wrong. And from our standpoint and from being a part of the media, we can't put that pressure on this young man because he's been that successful that we got to hold him to a different standard than we hold every other quarterback in the NFL to other than Tom Brady.
Well, let me say this to you, my brother. First of all, that was a long-ass take. And I see your strategy. You're going to talk up the whole segment so you don't get I don't have an opportunity to come back at you. But it ain't going to work, okay?
Let's I'm trying get to give that you out. A break because you work so hard.
Let's get that out the way first. That's number one. Number two, you know good and damn well that ain't the truth, what you just said. And I'm going to tell you why it's not the truth. You understand You understand, the last time Lamar Jackson went up against Kansas City, the brother threw for 97 yards. Come on, Ryan. You can't play like that. Now, technically, you're absolutely correct in terms of actually winning the game against Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes doesn't play defense for the Kansas City Chiefs, so Lamar Jackson is going up against that defense, and we understand that. What we're really saying, in order to be specific, and to micromanage the situation, you can't play the way that you've been playing against this brother. And why are we saying that? Because Lamar Jackson is so electrifying, he's so special, that we look at him and we ask ourselves, what's standing in his way? That's what this is. You got Hollywood Brown as one of your receivers. You got Sammy Watkins that you just acquired. You got Mark Andrews, one of the better tight ends in the National Football League. And you're looking at this squad. And even though your running attack is important, the bottom line is they've been one of the top two running attacks in the National Football League over the last 3 years because Lamar Jackson has run for back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons out of the quarterback spot, which has never happened in NFL history from a quarterback. We understand that this brother is like Michael Vick 2.0. It's just another level to this. This right. brother, we ain't even seen this from Michael Vick. So because of his greatness, now we're saying, well, what's in your way? That's what this is about. It's about what's in his way. And when Patrick Mahomes is throwing for 385 yards and three or four touchdowns and flinging the football all over the field, winning MVPs just like Lamar Jackson did, but getting to a Super Bowl, of course, winning playoff games to get to Super Bowls, which Lamar Jackson never did until he beat Tennessee last year in the postseason, we're going to look at Lamar Jackson and say, we know what you bring, and we know it's special and unique, and we know how great you are, and Josh Allen just got 6 years, $258 million. So we damn sure know that Lamar Jackson better at least get that money. But in the end, we're still going to ask ourselves, what's missing? And that's what that is.
Stephen A., so back in the day, the New York Knicks of the 90s that had great teams, the Indiana Pacers of the 90s that had great teams. Were we looking at those two teams? Were you looking at those two teams any differently? Because the reason those two teams didn't get to NBA championships, the reason that those two teams don't have rings is because of Michael Jordan. But we weren't looking at Patrick Ewing and say, you know what, you got to win. And then looking at Reggie Miller thing.
Hold on. Once again, you see, you done caught yourself. Because, see, for America that doesn't know, Ryan Clark is an exceptional football mind and a champion. And I'm proud to call him my brother and the great job that he does covering the NFL for us.
I know it's
coming. He also knows basketball, so you know better. The fact is, it's two different sports, and you can't compare the two. When we look at Lamar Jackson and we look at the team that is football, offense, defense, special teams, basketball, one dude can take over. That's number one. So, again, but remember, the New York Knicks really went about the business of lying to the point. Yeah, we knew Patrick Ewing could have messed with him. We knew that John Starks and those boys could have messed with him. Yeah, Charles Smith, Charles Oakley and the boys. That wasn't enough. So what do you do? You go out, you get Rolando Blackman, you get a Derek Harper and those guys, and you play stout defense, get physical, all right? And you thought they had a chance. And one time, they were up 2-0 on the Bulls, and we thought they had Jordan, And then Jordan just amped it up to another level. We understand that. Football's different.
Yes, football is different, but the thing that you need to ask Lamar is to go out and play well, right?
Right.
But to put the pressure on Lamar in football, my point is this. In football, it's more of a team sport. The Baltimore Ravens have to play defense. The Baltimore Ravens has to play special teams. So to keep putting the pressure on Lamar Jackson alone to beat the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, that's
not
unfair.
Fair. He's already
and
asked to do too much.
He's the only quarterback we do that for.
Okay, but question before we go. Question. Fine, and I acknowledge that at the very beginning of my soliloquy, but my point is you can't throw for 97 yards. So, to me, the argument goes out the window if Lamar Jackson goes out there, throws for 300 yards, similar to what Patrick Mahomes does, but the team finds a way to lose in another way, as opposed to you throwing for 97 yards and not being in any threat from the passing attack
whatsoever. But that's not what they do. That's not how they win.
Yes,
they run the ball, et cetera.
He has one 300-yard passing game, period.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just not what they do.
But
Ryan, when he starts complimenting you, that's when you should get nervous.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, The majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com. It is time for Molly's deal, and it's a good deal, and you are up first. So let's start with your boy, that bad man Aaron Rodgers. Will he throw for 300 or more passing yards?
Of course. Absolutely. Okay? Me sounding like Michael Jackson, God rest his soul. Bottom line is this. Aaron Rodgers is going up against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
And he's coming off the worst week of his career. Yeah. That pride, that intestinal fortitude is going to allow him to wreck shop and wreak havoc Monday night, wherever it is, against Detroit.
Monday night.
Happen.
Yep. 300-yard passing games against them with you. RC, we move on to you, sir. Who will have more passing yards between the rookies, Mac and Zach, in the Jets' pass game?
I think it's going to be Zach Wilson, just because Zach's going to have to. When you look at his team, it's not as good as the New England Patriots. He's not surrounded with the same type of defense, the same type of people. He got beat up in that first half against the Carolina Panthers, but dude came back out in the second half fighting, making plays, moving around in the pocket, great throws down the field. So I expect Zach Wilson to have more yards. They still ain't going to win this game.
Yeah, especially if they get behind, he's going to be forced to throw. All right, Stephen A., back to Eagles-Niners. I think this one's tough. Tell fans who's going to have more passing yards between Jimmy G and Jalen Hurts.
I think it's going to be Jimmy G for some reason. I think a lot of noise has been made about Jalen Hurts. I think they're going to throw a wrinkle into their offense. They're going to run the football a little bit more than we expect them to. He's not going to look to throw as much. I think Jimmy G, on the other hand, is going to have to throw. I know what life is like playing at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. You ain't running the ball in that stadium. I think San Francisco is going to have to throw the ball more, and that's why I think Jimmy G is going to have more yardage passing.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Niners don't allow a lot of pass yards, even though Jalen Hurts had a breakout game. RC, this one, a tough one. More receiving yards on Sunday for the Ravens. Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce?
I'm going Travis Kelce. I know Tyreek Hill leads the league right now. He had the big 75-yard play against the Cleveland Browns, but I feel like he's going to be shadowed by Marlon Humphrey. And also, if I'm the defensive coordinator for the Ravens, I'm playing someone over the top. Tyreek Hill can't get the deep ball. That means that Travis Kelce will get opportunities to work on safeties and linebackers, and we know what he's like in those second play opportunities. He's going to have a huge day.
Okay, and Stephen A., we'll end this one with you. Who's going to have more pass yards on Sunday, your guy Big Ben or Mr. Elite Derek Carr?
It's going to be Big Ben.
Stephen
it's
A.,
gonna be Big
did
Ben.
You see him against the Bills?
I don't
they
care.
It's all right. That was called the special teams and defense win. Are
shelves.
You sure?
Mayor
we need
shelves.
People to win money.
Ralph Cramden said it best on the honeymoon.
Oh, my
goodness. Mayor
bag
of shelves. It's no big deal.
God.
It's just an aberration. It's 1 week. Ben Roethlisberger is not going to look that bad again. I mean, he made some key throws in the second half. I think that will continue at home.
Yeah,
at home.
A couple.
At home at Heinz Field. Definitely. Derek Carr on the road? No, it ain't happening.
Okay.
Steelers ahead of their business. Ben will look better.
My 2 cents, the best bet, agreeing with him from everything I heard, Aaron Rodgers redemption game at Lambeau, national spotlight against the Lions, second worst defense in the NFL, according to FBI. It's a good deal. It's Molly's deal. We'll play it back next week.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We had a fun week for sure. Let's bring it home. Jalen Hurts showed out for the Eagles in their week one victory over the Falcons, throwing for 264 yards, 3 TDs. Meanwhile, the Niners also picked up a victory against the Lions. Jimmy G threw for 314 yards and 1 TD, and rookie Trey Lance came in to throw another. Ryan Clark back here with us. Ry, who's going to win this one? Are you going Niners or Eagles?
You know, I'm going Philadelphia Eagles. The Niners, you lose Mostert, who has been a good back for this team, but we know they can generate run game. Obviously, I think Jason Verrett, the starting corner on the other side, tears his ACL. That's a huge deal for me. But also, I look at this Jalen Hurts-led team and think about this offensive line. Offensive line protected him amazingly last week. He was able to get outside the pocket and make huge plays, use his legs to pick up first downs. And Miles Sanders, I'm starting to believe that Miles Sanders is actually going to be a better NFL back than Saquon Barkley is. And those two dudes was in the same backfield at Penn State. And defensively, adding Steven Nelson was huge. We obviously know what Darius Slay is on the other side. They rushed the passer well against Matt Ryan. And early on in that game, they gave up some plays to the run. That's the only thing that makes me a little nervous about the Philadelphia Eagles. But I am becoming a believer in Jalen Hurts. And here is something that I think went underrated in week one, Stephen A., was Nick Sirianni. For all the jokes I made and other people made about his press conferences or about his unwillingness to say that Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback, went for it on 2 fourth downs. He showed so much confidence in his offense. He was able to dial up plays that got open wide receivers to give Jalen Hurts easy passes. I think that this dude, from an X's and O's standpoint, is elite, and he showed that in week one.
I think you're going a little bit too far with that last comment. We don't know that yet. The first game was against the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, can we pump the brakes just a
touch? They all get paid, Stephen A.
It's one game. Listen, I believe in Jalen Hurts, the athlete. I believe in Jalen Hurts, the winner. I don't have them winning this game. I think it's going to be a nail-biter, but I can see them losing this game. I didn't like how San Francisco looked in the last minutes against Detroit, let them come back after blowing them out. They took their foot off the gas, and Detroit obviously came back, but they lost the game anyway. In the end, I think San Francisco is going to make amends for that. I'm still looking. Look, Nick Bosa's back. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about the fact that D Ford is still there. This cat can Kentavious Street. I mean, he's there, what have you. Everybody got a sack last week. I'm looking at it from that standpoint. I don't expect their defense to tail off the way that they did last week against Detroit. And then when I think about them offensively, I'm a Deebo Samuel fan. I'm certainly a George Kittle fan.
Oh, he's a monster.
Jimmy Garoppolo did throw for over 300 yards. We got to sit up there and pay attention to that as well. Now, I could say the same thing about Detroit that I said about Atlanta. I mean, who the hell are they?
Exactly.
I understand all of that. And I'm not losing sight of that. But there is experience that we're talking about here with a Kyle Shanahan called offense. And this ain't the Super Bowl. It's the regular season. I believe more in him than the regular season, even the postseason, than the actual Super Bowl.
Stephen A., can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? You always get on me about not supporting Pittsburgh or about not being true to the Steeler Nation. Mm-hmm. Why is it that you worked in Philadelphia for like 2 decades, but you never picked those guys? You always going against the Philadelphia Eagles?
Correction.
Is there no brotherly love in you?
Time out. Correction. I did pick them to win the Super Bowl over New England, and they did it, number one. Number two, I picked them on a few occasions to win the division over the Cowboys. Number three, I'm consistent. I call it like I see it. No one can testify to that more than the city of Philadelphia. They know me. I sat up there years ago. Mm. Reflection. 2001, they in the NBA Finals. My boy AI is leading the crew. I spoke to AI last night, by the way. They going up against the Lakers, and everybody in the country is talking. And Steve, oh, they're so excited, and they got press clippers all over the place. And they came to me to interview me right before tip-off of game one. And I went like this. It ends in 5. You got no shot. Well, Steven, why? Why,
Steven,
why?
One.
I said, Shaq, and more Shaq. And I didn't even bring up Kobe yet. Then they said, well, Stephen A., you saying they're going to get swept? I said, oh, no. AI will get you one. He'll get you one, but you're going down.
So the one time you pick him.
I said, you go. So what I'm trying to say to you is there have been times that I have picked teams from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. This is just one game in the regular season. Mm-hmm. They ain't going 16-0. I just got a funny feeling that they're going to lose this game.
So what you're saying? Stephen A., so what you're saying is if you are truly being an unbiased analyst, sometimes you're not going to pick the place that you got love for. Like when I say Derek Carr is a quarterback I'd take before Ben Roethlisberger in the game.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you on this,
but
you
I didn't
are wrong.
Play for them.
The Philadelphia.
You did. I didn't play. I didn't play for them. You did. These were your
teammates. Stephen A., and that's why
Hey, and that's why I can say what I want to say, because I did play for them, because I did give a spleen and a gallbladder and a piece of my liver. I did all of those things. So I can call it how I see it.
When's the last time you've been to Pittsburgh? When's the last time you've been to Pittsburgh, man? I mean, because you spent a lot of time in Louisiana.
Last year.
That's what I'm saying. See what I'm saying?
Two years ago.
See what I'm saying? Well, you know what? I was in Philadelphia last week. You see what I'm saying? See the difference?
Hold up. We were in a pandemic. It's not fair to this man. No one could even leave their house.
Oh, please.
Am I right?
Thank you, please. Molly.
Yeah, we didn't travel
for that. You at the game with UConn the other day?
Yeah, that was Saturday.
All right then. Excuse me, you were hanging. I mean, how come he couldn't hang? He couldn't hang in Pittsburgh? I mean, what's the problem?
I tell you what I was at. I was at the Hall of Fame when all them Steelers went in a month ago. Okay. I was there. I was wearing them terrible towels.
Okay.
Right, let me ask you this. All right, obviously we know NFC West, best division in football, but four teams can't go to the playoffs. So who's the odd man out?
I think it's the San Francisco 49ers. Watching the Seattle Seahawks now with a new offensive scheme and the way they look much like the Rams with a quarterback like Russell Wilson, I think that team is really good. The Los Angeles Rams might be the best team in football now that they have Sean McVay. And Kyler Murray was absolutely sensational against the Tennessee Titans. And also defensively, they played better. They were able to rush the passer. J.J. Watt looks rejuvenated. And that secondary with Byron Murphy at the slot, Marco Wilson outside, Robert Alford outside, and those two fast, quick, versatile safeties. I think the Arizona Cardinals can be extremely good, especially if Cliff Kingsbury learns how to adjust throughout the season. And so the San Francisco 49ers, even though I think they are a good team, I think they're a notch below the other teams. And two, they have the least best quarterback in the division, or the least good quarterback in the division. And so I believe that team finishes last.
No, it makes
and
sense. Like Ben Roethlisberger in the AFC North. Best. I get what you're saying, Ryan. Carry on.
Please. I get what he's saying, too. It still don't make it any less weak. Let me tell you something right now, okay? I'm going
to
go with Arizona being a team, the odd team out.
No.
All right? Let me explain. I could be wrong. But I'm going to tell you why I'm going with them. They got to show me to believe it. Because Kingsbury's their coach.
I get that.
Because he's their coach. I'm not pointing at Kyler Murray. I'm certainly not pointing at Chandler Jones. I'm not pointing at J.J. Watt. I'm not pointing at my man DeAndre Hopkins, who's a stud. I'm not pointing towards any of that. Your coach has to show me he ready for the big time. He didn't do it in college.
Against the Titans.
He hasn't done it yet on the coach. The only thing we know about their coach definitively on an elite level is the brother's pad is off the chain. We saw that during the NFL draft.
That is true. His house fire.
Can I tell you
a little secret?
What?
If you lived in Arizona, you could have a pad like that as well.
Fine. I believe you. I know this.
I know this.
Stephen A. probably got a pad like that on the East Coast. He probably got 17 TVs in his basement.
Yeah, and actually it's 9, but that's a different story for another
The point that I'm trying to make is
Kingsbury, his pad is fly. His pad is fly.
I'm done. He brought it up. I go into Bristol and I watch in the war room because they've got a nice setup for
it. Well, I have a war room. I have a war room. What's wrong with that? I have a war room. It's rented.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Our next guest is a rapper, songwriter, and actor hailing from the Chi. He's a
three-time Grammy Award winner, an Emmy winner, and an Oscar winner. Now, that, can we just marinate on that for a second, Common? Because that's some serious accolades. Friend of the show, Common, with us. So good to see you. And he has a new album titled A Beautiful Revolution Part 2 in stores now. Good day, sir.
What's up,
good to have
time?
You with us.
Peace. Peace. What's going on, Molly? Peace. What's up, Stephen A? Molly, you forgot to mention one thing.
What?
I got the MVP. I got an MVP trophy against this cat right here. He was coaching the other team.
How
I got the MVP in the celebrity game. You forgot to mention that.
I'm sorry, my bad.
That's the last time I seen you. I heard you talking crazy, Steve.
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something right now, man. First of all, can we admit that it was fixed? The fix was in, okay?
Come on, man.
Y'all had a bunch of ringers, okay? And didn't give me much to work with. Can you at least admit that?
Look, can you admit that your coaching skills, you saw what I was doing in the game. You should have took the ball out of my hands, but you didn't have the coaching abilities. And you were talking crazy early before that. Me and Mike Wilbon, we broke your team down, bro. You tried to do everything. You tried to get Nate Robinson. You tried to do get other pros, and we did y'all in. Just take that one. All right, Steve?
I'm not trying to take that. Could y'all get that off the screen, please? I want to see that footage right now.
I want to look at Common right now, please. Show that trophy.
You know what you done started something. That's all right, because I didn't have a squad. You know you might force me to play next time. You might force me to play because you were talking a lot of smack. You understand? I got my knee surgery and everything. You're in trouble.
Steven, you don't want that, bro. You do not want that on the court. If you want to get on the court, it's going to be Chicago against New York, baby. I'm coming for you, bro.
Hold on. Are you trying to tell me that you're going to take me out in basketball? Is that what you're trying to say?
I will take you. And whatever, look, anytime you want to play ball, hoop, I will take you out for sure. One-on-one, horse, whatever you want to play. Please, bro. I saw your basketball abilities. Your shot is not that fire. It's not fire. And I know you can't drive now. So I know you had the surgery. I'm glad you well. That's all love.
It's all love.
You know, lots of courts out here. He wants to come out.
Listen, I got the iPhone. I'll record it. He done started something right now. You know what? I'm going to check. I'm over 50. I'm going to check with my doctors and all that stuff.
My God.
I'm going to get on the basketball court. I'm coming for I want the whole Chicago crew. I mean, the fix was in. I want all of y'all. You done started something right now. They're going to get me back on the court.
Okay.
Let's do it. Because I got news for you.
We just said Tom Brady can play till 50. You can get out there for a little pickup game.
Listen, you are sensational. You're a sensational artist in every sense of the word, and you're one of the best brothers I know. I love you to death. But when it comes to your basketball skills, there's levels to this.
You're not there. I'm just telling you. It's levels. Why do I get the MVP?
Okay. By default, that's why the NBA collaborated with ESPN and they gave Wilbon the bomb squad.
I thought you were about results and producing.
That's betrayal. You stop it. Thank you, Molly.
Okay, Common, I need to transition here because you brought something up. You said Chicago versus New York, right?
And that got me thinking about
the NBA, because Shaq was on the other day talking to Stephen A., and he was saying that your Bulls are going to be the real deal. This new-look Bulls squad, you think they're going to be better than the New York Knicks?
For sure. The Bulls are definitely going to be – they're going to be contenders in the playoffs. They're going to make some noise in the playoffs. They're going to be contenders in the playoffs, meaning they could get to the second, you know, and maybe a little further.
Please.
I'm putting that on. Lonzo Ball is obviously a great all-around player. We got DeMar DeRozan. Zach LaVine is – you've seen what he do, Olympic gold medalist, but he just got game. And you know, we got a bench that's decent. We there. Yeah, exactly. We there.
I will say this. I'm jealous of the Chicago Bulls because I love me some Zach LaVine. That brother's a skywalker. He can ball. Averaged 27 a game last year. He's legit. I don't know, in all seriousness, if the combination, Common, of him and DeMar DeRozan would work. They both can play. I'm not throwing shade on either of their games. You know, just sometimes it's about the match. You understand? Whether they work together, I don't know. Lonzo Ball is just starting to get assertive a little bit. My problem with him was more so his lack of aggression than anything else. Because now I think we're talking about his brother a little bit too much, and that's elevated his level of aggression. So we shall see. But let's pump the brakes a little bit. Chicago got a chance to go to the playoffs. I expect them to probably make the first round, but then they're going home. We need to understand that they're going home.
What are your Knicks doing?
They're going home.
After the first round.
Well, Knicks going to get past the first round. Knicks going to get past the first round.
Look. Hey, yo, Stephen A, you was geeked up about the Knicks. And even I was a little happy that the Knicks was doing something.
Yeah.
But, man, they broke your heart, brother. They broke your heart. Same thing may happen. Only thing the Knicks, I love the Knicks because they got D. Rose on the Knicks, you know, here in Chicago. And,
that's right.
And I like seeing New York do their thing. I got love for New York. But Chicago, actually, when it come down to it, I know what you're saying about Zach LaVine. But when you think about it, good coaching can put together a team and make players work. And I think DeMar DeRozan, he looking to get to that level. Of course, Zach LaVine know how to play with great players. And when you got a good point guard, great point guards make things work
great.
For everybody.
He's not.
But he's headed there, man. You seen his abilities. We all knew this dude had abilities. He had to work through the things that his father, you know, and also get adjusted to the league. The man is growing. Lonzo Ball can play ball. He got a knack for the game. He got that intangible. And having a good point guard will make a team be a winner. You know that. We know that. Point guards are like quarterbacks, and they make teams go.
All right.
Common, let me ask you this about the Chicago Bears. So here's been Stephen A's argument. We've been talking about it all week. The whole media is, should it be Dalton? Should it be Fields? Should we throw him into the fire? And Stephen A's take is obviously he thinks Fields is great, but he wants to protect him. We even heard Bill Parcells say that. We know the O-line. It's kind of suspect to throw him into the fire. But do you think it's time, because that's what we're hearing from people in Chicago, that they want him out there?
Chicago, we want Justin Fields on the field. The dude, like, why would you wait? To me, it's like you got a professional ball player that can play, that's hungry, that got heart, and already showed that he can play in the pros and actually be a star. Man, we like this is not only the game is his game is there, and I heard Dan talk about it yesterday. Like, why doesn't Nagy just create plays that will work for Justin Fields? That's what good coaching is. But along with that, man, he's a star. I'm so happy we got a black quarterback in Chicago. Y'all don't know. I watched you, Stephen A, talk about how the Bears passed up on Deshaun Watson, how they passed up on Patrick Mahomes. We got a star now. Put him in the game, man. These dudes, he's been playing football his whole life. What are we protecting? I mean, yo, the coach can set up plays. Just do a couple of, you know, options. Keep the options rolling so he don't get subjected to being hurt. Set up plays where he doesn't get hurt, but, man, the man is ready to play. We want to win. I don't believe in that sitting around waiting. We got to take the present moment and do it. By the way, the Bears could be playoff in the playoffs too, doing all right.
Well, let me say this to you. I think Chicago's defense is elite. I think any issues that you've had with them, anybody's had with them in the last year and a half, is because they lost faith in their offense and the defense knew they had to carry a load they shouldn't have to carry, and sometimes that can wear on you. Attrition can kick in, and I think that's what the issue is. But I believe in the Chicago Bears defense offensively. I see some of the pieces they had, the Robinsons, Montgomerys of the world, Allen Robinson, David Montgomery, and others. But here's my deal. You know this offensive line is suspect. So why throw Justin Fields to the Wolves now? I'm not talking about waiting a year, Common. I'm talking about you got Cincinnati this week, but you got Cleveland next week. Because once you put him in, you can't take him out. Once you put him in as a starter, that's it. There's no looking back. So since you're not going to look back, you're going to play him in these games that you start Andy Dalton. You're still going to insert him from time to time. Utilize that dual option for the next couple of games. Use these next weeks to get your offensive line even more together. Week 4 after you get past Cleveland. Then you put him in. What's wrong with that?
Nah, man, I'm a warrior, man. We go for us, man. Like, you don't sit around and wait when you know you got it, man. You got to go get it. That's what we do. That's what Chicago do, man. We don't sit around and wait, man. And that offensive line, okay, in 2 weeks, how much better are they going to get? Like, I mean, I understand playing together makes you better and as the season goes on. But, man, put them in against the Bengals, man. We want to win, man. We've been in Chicago dealing with – man, we've been dealing with Mitch Trubisky and cats that ain't at that level. We got somebody at the level, somebody we can champion. We want to see them in the game. It's entertainment, too. We want to see the stars play, man.
No, I'm with you. Let him get the reps now. It's not really like Chicago's going to do too much this year anyway. Okay, Colin, let me ask you this. Now, Stephen A. is going to say, like, you're being Dear Abby, but this is the truth. As it comes in terms of things like what I watch, what I listen to, I'm careful to not put negative things into my psyche. I really try to be positive. And you have a new album coming out. Please talk to us about that, A Beautiful Revolution Part 2, where you're spreading positivity.
Yeah, well, A Beautiful Revolution Part 2 is out right now. And really, I created the album. I wanted it to be something that would give people inspiration, give people joy. We've been dealing with a lot. And music itself, you know, whether it's Earth, Wind, and Fire, or whether it's Minnie Riperton and Shaka Khan, or some of the new artists like her, it brings good energy and love. And hip-hop has done that for me throughout my life. And during this time in the pandemic, I kind of was sitting listening to a lot of 90s hip-hop. Stephen A., I heard you talk about Biggie at times. I was listening to Biggie and Nas and Mobb Deep and these guys. And it just, man, it just brought me to a level where I was like, I want to hear music that uplifts and then inspires. So I just wanted to put some music out that was hopeful. And that's what the album is.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's special.
And it's hip-hop.
You special.
Thank you. Thank you.
You special. Keep doing your thing. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Beautiful Congratulations.
Beautiful Revolution Part 2 available now. Common, thank you so much for being with us. We so appreciate you.
Thank you.
And I love the shirt, too.
I'll be looking for you, though.
I like the pinstripes.
I'll be looking for you, though. I'll be looking
for you on that court.
You let me know when the pickup game is.
I'm just telling you.
I'll set up the camera, Common.
I'm just telling you.
You just let me know.
Molly, set it up.
Even if it's horse, whatever you want. I'm ready. I'm there. Stephen A.
Yo, you all talk,
Stephen A. I'll get the pom-poms for you, Stephen A. You'll need it.
I am.
Oh, my goodness. Common, appreciate you. Come join us soon. Be well. We'll see you all on Monday. Enjoy the games.
All right, bro.